This analysis explores an innovative approach to understanding gene regulation through machine learning, specifically examining how molecular factors like miRNA, lncRNA, and DNA methylation predict gene expression across different seasonal time points. The research focuses on genes involved in crucial energetic processes, including glycolysis, gluconeogenesis, lipolysis, fatty acid oxidation, and responses to starvation. The methodology began with extensive data processing and quality control. The researchers filtered RNA-seq data across multiple molecular types, processed whole genome bisulfite sequencing data for methylation analysis, and performed variance stabilization to normalize the datasets. A particularly striking aspect of the data filtering was the reduction of methylation sites from over 12 million CpGs to just 507 after applying quality controls, reflecting the stringent criteria used to ensure data reliability. The initial analytical approach examined gene expression prediction at four distinct time points using ElasticNet models. This revealed an interesting but concerning pattern. The features most important for predicting gene expression showed almost no consistency between time points. For example, a miRNA that strongly predicted gene expression in one season showed little to no predictive power in others, suggesting potential issues with model reliability. To address these concerns, the researchers implemented a more sophisticated validation approach. They introduced train/test splits to evaluate model generalizability and employed bootstrapping to assess prediction consistency. This methodological refinement proved crucial, as it revealed that the initial broad predictions were indeed less reliable than they appeared. The enhanced analysis identified a subset of genes that showed consistent predictability across multiple iterations. From the initial set of 99 genes related to energetic state, 35 demonstrated reliable prediction patterns. When the model was refined to focus on just these genes, 28 maintained strong prediction accuracy, suggesting that epigenetic mechanisms may indeed play a significant role in regulating their expression. The data processing involves several critical filtering steps. For miRNA analysis, 47 out of 51 initial miRNAs were retained after quality filtering. The study implemented a minimum count threshold designed to retain genes expressed in at least one season across multiple colonies, ensuring biological relevance while maintaining sensitivity to seasonal variation. One particularly noteworthy finding centered on the gene FUN_001326, which codes for lysosomal acid, lipase, cholesterol ester, hydrolase. Previous research has shown this gene's upregulation in response to temperature stress and low pH in the azoxanthellate octocoral scleronephthia, gracilimum. Additionally, this gene has been identified as a potential venom component in the hydrozoan Olindius sambaquiensis, suggesting its diverse functional roles in marine organisms. The research opens several promising avenues for future investigation. These include detailed annotation analysis of the well-predicted genes, examination of expression relationships between genes and their regulatory elements, integration with existing network analyses, and potential incorporation of cyRNA cluster expression data. This study demonstrates the critical importance of robust validation in genomic data analysis. The initial results, which suggested widespread predictability of gene expression, were refined through careful validation to identify a more focused set of genes, truly regulated by epigenetic mechanisms. This more nuanced understanding provides a valuable foundation for future research into how organisms regulate their energy metabolism in response to environmental changes. The identification of consistently predictable genes offers new insights into the epigenetic regulation of energetic state genes. This knowledge could prove crucial for understanding how marine organisms adapt to environmental stressors at the molecular level, particularly in the context of changing ocean conditions and their impacts on marine life.